Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm your host, Evan George, and welcome to Bostopia News. And here's what's happening in the news today. State Representative Sonia Chang Diaz has made it official and will be running for governor in 2022. A former public school teacher, Sonia is currently the only woman of color in the Massachusetts State Senate, and the Jamaica Plain resident is mostly seen as one of the top progressives in the state. And while it is still incredibly early, and I will be focused on the local municipal elections, I am excited to see her policies and plans for Massachusetts. The Responsible Development Coalition, the coalition of unions and developers who formed the 501c4 Political Action Committee to create ads to influence this year's mayoral race, just released their first media buy, hitting both TV and radio airwaves. Now, at this point, they are not endorsing any candidate, but merely highlighting a pledge that they say that all the candidates took to support unions, build more affordable housing, and then ask the audience to tell our candidates for mayor to support reasonable development to protect our neighborhoods. Now, I don't know a single candidate who is running on unreasonable development and would be very curious into the particulars of what this coalition is advocating for. The much anticipated budget vote for the city of Boston is coming up in a week or so. And as things stand now, many of the councilors are publicly expressing dissatisfaction with Kim Janey's proposed budget. Though, of course, that is all part of a dance. Andrea Campbell came out yesterday to say that she will be voting no on this budget, and she is the only concrete no thus far, saying that she did not have a meaningful opportunity to weigh in, following up with, the mayor needs to be more personally involved. Now, it will be impossible to detach the political nature of the Boston mayoral race with this, as of course Andrea Campbell and Michelle Wu and Anissa Sabi George are all running for the same office. Also at this point, Lydia Edwards, Michael Flaherty, and Matt O'Malley are publicly stating some hesitance. Michelle Wu is holding her cards to her chest, and the rest have not really made any statements on it. I will be following this in great detail as the days go on, and keep in mind, should the city council fail to pass a budget, we resort to what's called a 1/12th budget, which does not mean what it sounds like. All it means is that funding for city services stay level and nothing gets increased. Massachusetts is shaping up to be the next big battleground fight for the Proposition 22 style legislation coming out of California, which again is to codify gig economy workers as not actual full employees of the companies they work for, giving legal justification to deny them the same benefits as rights as other employers. A labor-backed coalition to protect workers' rights has formed, and they're anticipating a $100 million 2022 ballot campaign to stop exactly this type of legislation. Though how it would appear on the 2022 ballot that quickly, I'm very unsure of. Currently, corporations like Uber and Lyft are focused not on a ballot initiative, but on a bill which is sneakily making its way through our state legislature, which again would create an official tier called independent contractors. Though even that is misleading because, again, we currently already have a binary of either an employee or an independent contractor. And by no way do Uber and Lyft drivers meet the three criteria of what it is to be an independent contractor. I will be following this closely and will certainly be sharing ways of getting involved with this fight, as this will be the defining issue of 2022, should it actually appear on a ballot. The Massachusetts State House on Tuesday unanimously rejected Charlie Baker's amendments on how Massachusetts should spend its remaining $5.1 billion in federal aid. Instead, the House approved a proposal that would transfer most of the federal funding to the legislature and leave Charlie with just $200 million to issue out as he sees fit. Baker's original plan was to split the pot in two and let the legislature have the $2.6 and he receives the other. I am unsure if he still has some veto maneuver he can use to secure this massive pot of money, But ultimately, I'm glad that the majority is going into the hands of the state legislature. The Massachusetts State House is considering a pilot program for safe injection sites here in Massachusetts, and should it pass, Somerville is already ready and in position to open up what would be the first sanctioned safe injection site in the United States. More than 120 such facilities operate outside the United States, Canada having a very successful model, and they have shown to drastically reduce overdose deaths while simultaneously saving money for local municipalities. And while different state legislatures across the country have considered passing this, the largest obstacle still remains the U.S. federal government, which such things as marijuana is still listed as being illegal. And one of the most common talking points you'll hear against safe injection sites are people's hesitancy to having a location where someone shoots up in their neighborhood. And my counter to that is, as always, that we already have injection sites. They're the restrooms of McDonald's, Target, there are parks. And so the choice for communities to make is, do you want a safe injection site in an isolated area with trained professionals out of sight? Or would you rather the status quo remain and our injection sites remain our public streets? Your call. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Very excited about the upcoming city council budget vote. I'll be going live tonight at 9 p.m. as always. Please continue to support the show any way you can. I know a lot of people are sick of politics as the weather heats up and we all go on vacation. And with that, take care and have a great rest of your day.